If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Finally, tonight, it was founded by a Catholic priest 100 years ago, a home away from home where children and teens who have taken a wrong turn can get a second chance. Now, Boys Town is celebrating a century and still on a mission to change lives. Here's our Ann Thompson.
It's a family reunion of sorts.
Ready?
The 100th anniversary of Boys Town. Still turning troubled lives around. 17-year-old Kyrie Hazleton's mom sent him here 3 years ago.
I was just like, I gotta get out of Baltimore. Like, I can't be here no more.
If you had stayed in Baltimore, what do you think would have happened to you?
I could have ended up in a gang, smoking, drinking.
Now Kyrie says his path is as bright as his shoes.
I'm just a better person all around.
Hey, what's up, Kyrie?
One of 35,000 boys and girls who've lived on the non-denominational campus outside Omaha. Founded by Father Edward Flanagan.
Don't you want to
canonized by Hollywood.
Dave, I'll give them a home, I'll see to their schooling, and I'll guarantee their good conduct.
Unlike a detention center, kids live in family settings.
Hey, welcome home.
Kyrie with seven boys, supervised by family teachers Carolyn and Chris Hack.
There are no fences. There are no walls. What is it that keeps kids here?
Kids stay here because they're loved and cared for. They have positive activities. They have a great school to attend.
Of those who stay at least 18 months, 94% earn a high school degree and 82% work today. Kyrie is one of the three amigos, the three of with Deshaun friends? Bates and Tyjae Davis.
Whenever we get mad, we always there for each other.
Today, Kyrie is motivated by his mom.
I don't want her to ever have to work again, ever. I want her feet up somewhere in, like, Italy or something.
Swagger rooted in confidence built at Boys Town with the right pair of shoes. Ann Thompson, NBC News, Boys Town, Nebraska.
We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Thursday. I'm